The Sefer Ginza Yisrael points out a number of questions on our parasha Shmos. The parasha begins, Ve'el Shmos B'nei Yisrael, Abay Mitzrayim, and these are the names of the children of Yaakov, the Shvatim, that came to Mitzrayim as Yaakov of Ishu Be'etsubo. And of course, we need to understand, what is the point of mentioning this? We already know who Yaakov was. We already know who the Shvatim were. The Medrash on this pasuk says, HaShvatim al Shem HaGeula Nikru. The Shvatim are called, their names reflect the Geula, the redemption of Klal Yisrael. The pasuk also goes on to tell us that when the sneh, the burning bush, and the pasuk says, V'yar Malach Hashem Eloh B'labas Eish, what is the point that he appeared to him from inside the bush? The pasuk also continues that Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayim Eloi, Vayim Ruli, Mashmai, when Klai Yisrael will ask me, what is the name of this God who's going to be saving you? Ma'oyim Elohim, what should I say? Vayim Elohim al Moshe, what you should tell him that my name is Eya She'eya. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, how will they be saved? With what name will they be saved? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says with the name V'yom Elokim. Elokim we know is Midas Hadin. Doesn't Midas Hadin represent something that is strict? And here he's asking Hashem for Rachmim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have mercy on us and take us out of Mitzrayim. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, this will be the sign that I have sent you, because when you will leave Mitzrayim, a sign is something that we could see. A sign is not something that will happen many years further. And Rashi brings the Medrash. They had a sign that was given to them from Yaakov and Yosef. Bim Shiava Echad V'yomelahem B'zeh Loshen. If somebody will come and tell them, V'lekim Pokud Yifkad Eschem, they should know that he is the messenger to save them. But if everybody knew this message that Yaakov and Yosef had left over, how will that work? And how does that indicate that this person is really the person that's going to save them? So the Sefer Ginza Yisrael quotes the Baal Shem, who says that everything that happens in this world, what we need to look at every event that happens in the world as a lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this for our benefit. And if we take that lesson from everything that happens, then we will have Yeshuas. The pasuk says, Kinei Oivecha Hashem, if a person sees enemies, but he recognizes those enemies are Hashem, they come from Hashem, and Hashem, we said, is the Midas HaRachmim, then those enemies will disappear. As soon as we recognize that those enemies are sent to us, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu really wants to help us, then we will be fine. And that's shot in the Gemara, he says, in Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Mishtoli in the Chusa Yama. The Rabbi Bachana says that the sailors told him, Haigala the mitfala sefinta. If there's a wave that wants to drown a boat, Mechsi kitsutsu devur chivirta bereisha. And you see at the head of the boat, there's a fire. If you recognize that this fire, this trouble comes from Hashem, then take out a stick and say, when you recognize that everything that's happening to us is happening because Hashem wants it to happen, then we will be able to be free. And that was the sign that Yaakov Avinu and Yosef, the message that Yaakov and Yosef left for the people of Mitzrayim. Elohim, that even if we're in a situation of Elohim, even if we're in a situation of Midas Hadin, we recognize the pocket Yifkad Eschem, that no matter what situation we're in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will believe will save us, then we will be saved. And that's why the parasha begins with the pasuk of Elish Mois B'nai Yisrael. What made Yaakov and his children so unique is that they recognized that everything that was happening to them was happening to them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshua. And if they recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, it looks like it's a fire, it looks like it's dangerous, but it's not dangerous. It looks like Midas Adin, but the Midas Adin says, that I am here with you even when you think you are suffering. If you recognize that our purpose in life is to serve Hashem, and everything that happens is just because of that, then we will be zoicha to Yeshua. And we have a precedent for that in the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tana Debei Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Afil b'shas kana, even when a person is in great mortal danger, lo yishana adam esar atzmai min rabbana shaloi. A person should not give up from acting in the proper fashion, in an honorable fashion. And the Gemara says that when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the furnace, they still walked in wearing the finest clothing. What is the lesson that they walked in wearing their finest clothing? If a person, why would they wear their finest clothing? Because they believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save them. And somebody who believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save them, if somebody recognizes that whatever is happening to me is for my benefit, then he walks in with his finest clothing into the furnace because he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. And the one who represented this, say Chazal, were the women. The pasuk says in this week's parasha, V'yelech ishmi b'eslevi v'yikach b'eslevi, and the Gemara Masechet Sota says that what happened here is, Lahechen holach, where did he go? Says the Gemara Masechet Sota, Daf Yud Beis, Amar Yud Bazvina, Shaholach batzas bitoy. Amram followed his daughter's advice. Tana Amram gadla doyahayam. Amram was the leader of Klal Yisrael. Kivin shegozer para rosha kol ben hayila yorit shkuah. Pari made the decree that all Jewish boys should be thrown into the river. Amal shavano amelim. He says, what's the point of having children? Amid v'girish es ishtoi, and he divorced his wife. And if he did it, says the Gemara, amdu kulam v'girish es nashasayim. Everybody followed suit. Amle bita. So his daughter Miriam said to him, Abba koshik zeraska yos mishal paroi. What you did is even stricter than paroi. Shaparo le gozal zacharim. Paro's decree is only vis-a-vis men. Vatas gazart al zachar van the kavis. And your gazares are men or women. Paro le gozal b'olam haza. Paro's decree is in this world. Vata b'olam haza l'olam haba. Paro rosha sofak mitzkayem zerasoi. Just because Paro made a decree, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. Sofak enem mitzkayemis. It may not even be ever happen. Ata tzadik, you are a tzadik v'vadeh shekzerosche mitzkayemis. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, regarding tzadikim v'tigza oimav yakim loch. Amad v'hechzeh shishtoi, he remarried Yocheved, and amdu kulam v'hechzeh nishisayim. And that's what he had, that he remarried his wife. And the Mefarshi HaTorah says that Miriam at that point was either 5 or 6 years old. But she lived with Amuna, and she lived knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does what's best for us. And we have to act in such a fashion. And if we have not to fall into a yish, we are not to fall into a situation of despair, but rather to believe that Hashem is here and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only trying to do what's best for us. And that behavior, the Gemara Masechet Sota Yud Aleph Amud Beis says, was the way that the women in Mitzrayim constantly lived. They lived having children, and they didn't take the attitude, what are we going to have children here in Mitzrayim? Will they survive? What is going to be? On the contrary, they live with Mesiris Nefesh. They live total amunah bitochen on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Pasuk says that after the wonderful nace of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Pasuk says, V'tikach mirami ha'neviya, achois aroin. And the Gemara says, why is she called achois aroin? Because she already demonstrated her tremendous amunah when she was only Aaron's sister before Moshe Rabbeinu was even born. And because she showed that tremendous amunah, she said, this day, when Klal Yisrael Takas saw the Yeshua Hashem, she took the musical instruments, and all the women who also lived life with that tremendous emunah b'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out b'tupim mecholos. Says Rashi, Miftachos hayu tzadkaniyos shebedor. Those tzadkaniyos of that time were confident. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyslam nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do nisim. And they carried with them, v'itziu tupim mitzrayim. They carried musical instruments with them as they left Mitzrayim because they knew that we're going to see nisim. Because we are people who believe in Hashem. And if we believe in Hashem, we know that there's always going to be Yeshua's Hashem. And people who live with that amunah and bitachon, ataka, zoicha, to Yeshua's Hashem.